What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt, or Betting Pros on Twitter at Betting Pros, every morning here, YouTube for video, wherever you get your audio for podcasts. It's always being brought to you by BetMGM and the $10 offer to win $150 on any event. Use that promo code JUICE150, BetMGM, BetMGM.com. I use that play. Told you yesterday, I used a free bet on one of these, and I'm going to make it official coming up here today. So FYI on that, just a way of using a free bet if you want. I'll explain more coming up later on. But the picks are bad. Ice cold. That's an 0-4 night. Both player props wrong. Both unders wrong. Now, I'm running cold, and when you run cold, it should have been a 1-3 night because we should have gotten the under with Northern Iowa and Bradley. Bradley 1-5 to the under at home, and the game ended at 140 for a total. We played under 138. So that's just kind of how, unfortunately, things are going for me right now. But a couple of people were questioning my record and saying, you know, Matt, he doesn't keep track of his record. He doesn't talk about his record. Look, I don't talk about my record every day because it's boring, but I did go back and do some accounting because I do think it's fair. And I often say we take 7-day snapshots. And I think that's the best way of looking at the way, you know, how things are going. Things are not going well, but things aren't going as poorly as you might think, given where we were for the 4 days prior to Monday. So the last 4 days, I've gone 0-2, 0-2, and 0-4. Okay. So if you're fading me, I have no problem. I never get angry. My job here is to give you information as to where my money's going. My money is losing and your money is winning. I'm doing my job. Okay. So you could do what you want with this. When I'm ice cold, I always say fade away. I never get angry. I never get mad when people, if you're a jerk about it, I get mad. But if they look, Matt, I couldn't do it. You're ice. I had to go against you. Okay. That's fine. That's my job, to give you information and you do whatever you want with that information. You want to bet with me? Great. Let's ride. You want to fade me? Great. If I'm wrong and you're right, awesome. Ohio State and Duke was that. One guy who was a big Buckeye fan said, I had to fade you on Buckeye fan. Awesome, man. Great job. So we got burned last night with some bad picks and bad breaks. Got burned tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks game was dead wrong on the under. The big steam on that game. We played over or under 230 and then closed at like 238 or something, 236. So big steam on the over because of the Charlotte lack of defense, and Milwaukee wins the game on the buzzer shot by Giannis. So that game was bad. But the under, I still like the under for Northern Iowa and Bradley. I still would have played that again. But then the two prop bets, unfortunately, I mean, Joel Embiid was 3 of 17 at one point, had 13 points in 3 of 17. I mean, played over 23.5. If he shoots 40%, we get there. But unfortunately, you know, we don't get there. And then the rebounds for Robert Williams coming off of the flu. Robert Williams gets 4 boards. We played over 6.5 for him. And unfortunately, we just don't get the worst rebounding team in the NBA, the Sixers. And he only gets 4 rebounds. So kind of a bummer night all the way around. 0-2 on player props, 0-2 on the unders. So look, I went back and did some accounting. OK, so over the last 3 days, I'm 0-8, down 4 units. That's awful, right? Absolutely awful. But in the previous 4 days to that, going back 7 days, I was 9-5, up 2.26 units. If you include the 1 unit hit we had for the Bengals, because the Bengals got to their win total, it doesn't count till the end of the year. But if you counted that, it would have been a 10-5 mark, up 3 units. Okay. So if you count that 10-5, up 3 units going into the 0-8 run, all right, it looks a lot better, right? It's a 11-14, 7 day run, 11-14, down 1 unit. Okay. So just, I mean, down a unit is, it's still losing. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not bragging about being down 1 unit. I'm just explaining that, like, it's not as bad as it looks because we had a pretty good run. You go 10-5 and then 0-8. It's still bad. I'm not going to deny that. Still not what you want, but it's not been, you know, that's why you can't take a quick snapshot. If you're new to the juice, well, you haven't seen me go through hot streaks and cold streaks. It's just kind of how the roller coaster ride, the up and down of betting every single day. It's not easy. And so when life gets in the way, when you're on the road for Thanksgiving and you're in conferences and you're in East Coast and West Coast and East Coast time and West Coast time and hotels, and I was in a hotel for, you know, last night was the first time I slept in my own bed for 8 nights. Okay. So it's crazy. And that's what the juice is. I mean, that's the problem. It's the beauty and the problem of the Daily Juice, right? I can do the podcast on Christmas morning. I can do the podcast on New Year's Eve. I can do the podcast on Thanksgiving, on the road. And I think we're up to like 6 different states that I've done the Daily Juice podcast from. So that's what this thing is. It's just a marathon and you're going to have ups and downs. And if you're not with us for the long haul, I get it. If you're angry or mad and don't like free picks, fine, go somewhere else. I understand it. I don't want you to, but just understand what I'm doing and understand that I get it. And I get the frustration and I get the anger and I get, but you're not paying for any of this. Okay. This is content that is free. It always will be free. I've never and never will charge for a single pick and play I ever make. I'm just telling you, I've lost 4 units in the last 3 days. Okay. That's not good. 1 unit, 1.5, 1.5. That's not good. But in the previous days, I was up and I was winning. And, you know, I had some free bets that I was using and things. So it's, you know, it's not, my bankroll is fine. And I'm not, you know, worried about it, but things will bounce back. We'll get better and we'll keep firing and just shoot or shoot, man. That's what we do. Shoot or shoot. Okay. So let's get into it today. And let's talk about a future bet that I talked about last night a little bit that has come down a bit in price, but I did this on a free bet, but I'm going to turn it into an official play here. Bill Belichick to win coach of the year, 1 unit at plus 300. All right, let's talk about where we are here for Belichick in this award. Okay, so Bill Belichick, oftentimes coach of the year award is kind of a little bit like your comeback player of the year award. You have to have, you can't be at the top of your game year in and year out and win the award. If you're already the best, they don't like to give you an award to just kind of again say you're the best. Coach of the year has to kind of come from somewhere down below. Like you've been down and then you come back, or you're a coach that no one saw it coming, where like your team was awful and then you win in college football, like you win 10 games. So, oh my gosh, how'd you win 10 games? Your team was bad. So, I mean, we've got, you know, really bad coaches have won this award. Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports pointed this out yesterday, and I think he's totally right by saying that Jason Garrett has won the coach of the year in the NFL more recently than Bill Belichick, right? That's ridiculous. Jason Garrett just got fired as the OC for the Giants. So this is a guy who's been around for a very long time. People don't like him, but the last time Bill Belichick won coach of the year was 2010. Can you believe that? 2010. If he does win the award this year, he will tie Don Shula for the most coaches of the year award in NFL history. I bet this at plus 350. It is now down to plus 300. It's remarkable, but the remaining games for the Patriots really will determine a lot for the Pats, and they haven't had their bye week yet. Okay, Monday night, if the Patriots win at Buffalo, this award might be over. So that's why I'm giving it out now. Okay, yes, Cliff Kingsbury could very well win this award if they get the number one seed. And if Kyle Murray plays well this weekend, they're 7.5 point favorites on the road coming up on Sunday. But, you know, if they come up with a big win and they're the one seed in the NFC, yeah, okay, there's a, you know, a decent shot that Kyler Murray gets the coach of the year award. Kyler Murray's MVP, and it correlates with Cliff Kingsbury. I totally understand that. However, the Patriots beat Buffalo on the road and they will take over sole possession. Even without the bye, they will not half a game lead. They'll take a full game lead with a game in hand against the Buffalo Bills. Patriots should have won in Buffalo last year. Cam Newton unfortunately fumbled on inside the red zone that would have won the game for the Patriots. So as long as that doesn't happen, if they win the game on Monday night, Bill Belichick is a shoe-in and this number is going to plummet. Okay. It's going to be way gone. So I think there's a big value play here on Bill Belichick before the game against Buffalo to bet him for 1 unit on the Coach of the Year award. The bye is after next week. They come back for a tough road game against the Indianapolis Colts, but it's Wentz against that Patriots defense. And we know the history between the Patriots and the Colts. Okay. Patriots can win that game coming off of a bye. They really can win that game. So if they win that, if so they beat Buffalo, that's 7 in a row, bye week, come off the bye week, they could beat Indianapolis. That would be 8 in a row. And then you've got Buffalo at home on the day after Christmas in Foxborough. Huge game. Angry Bills team. You know what they're going to want to do if they lose Monday night. Not saying it's going to happen for sure, but just saying hypothetically for the bet's sake. Then it's Jacksonville and Miami. Jacksonville, Miami's playing much better. Okay. The Patriots game against that could be a huge game. It could be incredibly, you know, important for the division. But if the Patriots play the way they're capable of, the Patriots could run the table. It's possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's possible. So at 3-1, for a 3-1 return, this I think is the play. This is the play right now. Officially, one unit. BetMGM's got it. If you got a free wager, jump on it, okay? BetMGM, Bill Belichick to win the NFL Coach of the Year before Monday Night Football and the Patriots play. Now, you may hate Belichick. You may think I'm a Patriots homer. You may just say I'm out of my mind. Okay, fine. I understand all that. However, you can see it. Whether you hate him or not, you can see it. It's Cliff Kingsbury or it's Bill Belichick. And Belichick has a rookie quarterback. And they're running through people right now. But if they win on the road in primetime at Buffalo, Belichick goes to like a plus 125. All the value gets sucked out of this award. And Belichick will be the odds on favorite to win this thing. He may even be minus 110. Who knows how much he will be if he beats Buffalo on the road. Granted, if they lose to Buffalo, it's not dead. Okay. They got to run the table, but it's not dead because they need to win the division. If they win the division, which I have also bet at plus 110, but if they win the division, Belichick is Coach of the Year. So those two things are correlated. I don't hate the fact you want to bet the Patriots to win the division as well as betting the Patriots for Belichick Coach of the Year. There's just not the same value on the Patriots coach for plus 300 on a 3-1 return. I've got 3.5-1, but 3-1 return officially now, or 3-1 officially. You can also take the Patriots to win the division. So in order for him to win this award, they've got to win the division. They can still do so. Buffalo's got a bunch of games left, and obviously they have a road trip to Foxborough if they protect their home field. And the Patriots drop to 8-5. You know, Belichick, the Bills would go to 8-4. They'll be a half a game up on the Patriots. Then they play at the Bucks. Okay. Can they lose that game? Absolutely, they can lose that game. Then they're against the Panthers, who are now going to be without Christian McCaffrey. That should be a win. And then they're at the Patriots for a game after Thanksgiving, like after Christmas, rather. And then they are home for the Falcons and home for the Jets, right? Games that they should win. But I mean, we've seen crazier things happen in the NFL, and this is the Buffalo Bills. You know, they can fall on their face. So, Bucks, Patriots. They could have three more losses. Buffalo could wind up this year 10-7. It's not crazy. If they are 10-7 and the Patriots are 11-6 or better and they win the AFC East, Belichick is your Coach of the Year. Belichick plus 300, 3-1, Coach of the Year. Bet it now before the value gets sucked out on Monday night. One unit official play, Belichick, Coach of the Year. Okay. Play number two. Let's talk about Thursday night football. Dallas taking on the Saints. Man, I hate this number. 4.5. I hate this number. I would rather have this number be 6 and then be able to tease it down, take the Cowboys, but it's not. Tons of money's coming in here on the Saints. Saints are the pro play at the moment. Mike McCarthy is out. Offensive line coach Joe Philbin is out. Offensive line assistant coach is out. Right tackle Terrence Steele is out. Numerous players, 8 players and other coaches out for this game tonight, including their head coach in Mike McCarthy. Okay. That is causing a lot of people to be nervous as well as Taysom Hill starting quarterback now for the Saints. He will get off the injury list and come on and play here with a foot injury that he suffered. He is going to play in this game. Now, man, this is tough. Teams tend to rally hard, but without your head coach and everything else, could be very, very difficult. Dan Quinn's going to be your head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. How much does that, you know, do you like that? I don't know. I could hate that, to be quite honest. Head to head, he's 4-6 against Sean Payton. Coaching edge has got to go to the New Orleans Saints. Taysom Hill, no idea what to expect of him, although I don't like Trevor Siemian at all. You guys know I love the Saints. I do. What about Elliott? How healthy is Zeke? Can he run the football? Now, Dak's playing. And that's huge. So you got Dak and you got, you know, Amari Cooper's not going to be there. He's still on the COVID list, but they got Tony Pollard and they've got some weapons to throw to. They got more weapons than what the Saints are going to have here. Alvin Kamara is going to be out. So, man, I don't know what to do with this. I hate the number. Okay. I am so ice cold. This is what I'm doing. I'm laying the minus 200. I never recommend to do this. If you want to fade this, if you don't want to follow this, I don't blame you one bit. Okay. I never do this, but because of the way the week is going, I just want to watch the ball go through the hoop. I just need a layup here. I don't want to deal with the Cowboys kicking a field goal at the end of the game. And, you know, Cowboys up by 3. I need them to do, you know, what the Patriots did. Not the Patriots. Who am I thinking of? Where we covered, maybe it was Sunday night. I can't remember where we got it, where we got a field goal. We needed the three. We laid the three. Field goal was kicked. They won by six. I feel like that's what's going to happen here for the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't want to sweat that. I don't want to deal with the number. Minus 200 on the money line. I'm just going to bet one full unit on the Cowboys to win this game. And that's it. And not play around with any point spread or anything else. Just Dallas to win minus 200. You guys know I never lay this type of juice ever, but I just need to do it because it's been such a bad week. I've lost four straight units. You know, I'm 0-8. I just need a win. It's all I'm going to do. Just give me Dallas Cowboys on the road to win and not deal with the point spread. Win by one, win by 100. I don't care. Just win the football game and get me a W before we head to the weekend, because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, really Saturday, I'm going to be heavily committed because I absolutely love this college football slate. I love Championship Saturday. I cannot wait to sit in my couch the entire day. Patriots don't play till Monday. Sunday's games, I'm yawning. I hate the card on Sunday. I think it sucks. So I'm going to be very light on Sunday. Props mostly, one or two pick picks, the long teaser, and that's about it for us here on that. But Saturday, yeah, I'll be heavily, heavily committed on Saturday with a bunch of bets and plays, and can't wait to watch everything. I don't know what to do with Alabama and Georgia, to be quite honest. I don't know what to do with a 10.5 point number with Michigan and Iowa. So I'm going to go, I'm into the lab today, tomorrow, before Saturday for the podcast on Friday night to get going. So official plays, one unit each. Bill Belichick to win coach of the year in the NFL at plus 300 future wager. And we're taking the Cowboys on the money line on Thursday night football minus 200 for one unit. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.